Very creative.
Bardzo kreatywny.
There are bees in this garland, worms.
Pozostaje pszczele, połowa garlandu, bubamare.
Brumare. There's a whole bird family.
Cała wielka ptica.
Very creative.
Bardzo kreatywny.
Whole zoo. I'm very happy that you all have come for this very auspicious festival. You must know that there's something like passive spirituality.
Morate znati da postoji nešto što se naziva pasivna duhovnost.
It means to just be there at the right time at the right space.
To znači da jednostavno budete tu u pravo mjesto na pravo vrijeme.
Today you have come to this festival. It's the right time at the right space. There are not so many places in Croatia where Lord Ramachandra's appearance day is celebrated.
Danas ste došli na pravo mjesto u pravo vrijeme. Nema puno mjesta u Hrvatskoj gdje se slavi dan pojave Ramachandre.
And it is said when we observe such festival days, we will get the blessings of Lord Rama.
Rečeno je kada slavimo takve dane festivala, dobit ćemo blagoslove gospodina Rame.
But of course, we have to be there also with our mind.
Ali naravno tu moramo također biti sa našim umom.
If today on Lord Ramachandra's appearance day, we sit in the temple but we think of the world, then we are not really in the temple.
Ako danas stojimo u hramu i slušamo o gospodinu Ramachandri, ali mislimo smo u svijetu, onda nismo baš prisutni.
But if we are in the world and we think of the temple, then we are in the temple.
Ali ako smo u svijetu a mislimo na hram, onda smo u hramu.
So please be in the temple and think of the temple.
Zato molim vas budite u hramu i mislite na hram.
Yes. For this purpose, that is to arrive at the or to be, let me say, present at this festival, we will hear a little bit about Lord Ramachandra, who he is and his pastimes, so that we can be together with him.
U svrhu toga da dođemo u hram, slušat ćemo nešto o gospodinu Ramachandri, tko je on, sa ciljem da budemo tu s njim.
I will speak a little bit and I will address you through my Croatian voice, the voice of Mišo.
Malo ću pričati i pričat ću s vama preko mog hrvatskog glasa na Tamišu.
See what we think. We sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Piha
Thank you.
appearance day of Lord Krishna or his incarnations, all of us devotees are very thirsty to understand a little bit more about Krishna.
Na dan pojave gospodina Krišne ili njegovih inkarnacija, svi su bhakte vrlo žedni da čuju malo više samo pojavi Krišne.
This thirst to hear something about God is a sign of spiritual awakening.
Ova žeđ da čujemo nešto o gospodinu je znak duhovnog buđenja.
Those who spiritually sleep have only material appetite.
Oni koji duhovno spavaju imaju samo apetit za materiju.
Those who are spiritually asleep only have material thirst.
Oni koji duhovno spavaju samo imaju materijalnu žeđu.
When a person begins to spiritually awake, he or she will develop spiritual thirst.
Kada se osoba počne buditi duhovno, razvit će duhovnu žeđ.
There's something interesting about this thirst.
Ima nešto interesantno o toj žeđ.
The more you drink, the more you wish to drink.
Što više pijete, to više želite piti.
Now, I don't mean just 10 bottles of Krishna Katha.
Ne mislim samo 10 boca Krishna Katha.
I have heard those who have drunken 10 bottles of pivo also want to drink more.
Čuo sam da oni koji su popili 10 boca pive također žele još piti.
But when the pivo drinkers have drunken 20 or 30 bottles of pivo, there's of course a problem with the bladder, but beyond that, there's also a problem that they just can't take more.
Ali kada oni popiju 20 ili 30 boca pive, naravno tu se pojavlja problem sa mjehurom, ali također ne mogu više popiti.
But if you have drunken a lot of Krishna Katha or heard a lot about Krishna, you still want more. It is not that it starts to bore you at any time.
Ali ako ste čuli Krishna Katha, vi i dalje želite čuti sve više i više. Nije da vas to dosađuje.
There are three dangerous words in spiritual world.
Postoje tri opasne riječi u duhovnom svijetu.
I know that.
Ja to znam.
A moment a person says, I know that, he closes himself for spiritual information.
Čim osoba kaže ja to znam, ona sebe zatvara za duhovnu informaciju.
So, although some of you have heard Ram Lila, please don't say I know that.
Iako ste neki od vas čuli zavoj gospodina Ramachandre, molim vas nemojte reći ja to znam.
Let us start with Lord Rama's appearance.
Počnimo sa pojavom gospodina Ramachandra.
The stars were aligned in the most auspicious constellations.
Zvijezde su bile poslagane najpovoljnije sazvješće.
Although it was not time of these constellations to be situated the way they were, they all moved in this auspicious constellation, defying the laws of astronomy just to show or shed light on Lord Rama's wonderful nature.
Iako nije bilo vrijeme da se te konstelacije pojave, one su se ipak pojavile opirući se zakonima astronomije samo da bi povećali pojavu gospodina Ramachandra.
Rama is also called Ramachandra, the moon of Rama.
Rama se također zove Rama Chandra, mjesec Rame.
Because the moon has a very soothing influence on a person who has spent a hot day in India, Lord Ramachandra, who has also a soothing effect on the soul which is hot with material desires, the Chandra name has been given.
Ime Chandra je dano zbog toga što mjesec ima jako ugodan utjecaj na osobu koja je provela dugi dan na vrućem suncu. Također, gospodin Ramachandra ima ugodan osjećaj na osobu koja je provela dan u vrućem materijalnom svijetu.
When he walked as a little child over the streets of the capital of the civilized world, which was called Ayodhya, no one could get their eyes away from him.
Kada je šetao ulicama glavnoga grada civiliziranog svijeta koji se zvao Ayodhya, niko nije mogao skinuti pogled s njega.
Lord Rama Chandra was so beautiful.
Gospodin Rama Chandra je bio tako prekrasan.
He had appeared with three other brothers.
Pojavio se sa trojicom braće.
And he was married at a young age to the goddess of fortune called Sita Devi.
I oženio se mladoj dobi za boginju sreće koja se zvala Sita Devi.
But at the time of marriage there were some signs that great events would for a moment darken the fortune of Ram.
Ali u vrijeme ženitbe bili su neki znaci koji su predskazivali da će nešto zatamiti sreću Ramachandra.
Now I will be very brief.
Biću vrlo kratak.
On the day of his coronation, when the whole town of Ayodhya was dancing in ecstasy that their beloved Lord Rama would become their king, he was banished to stay in the forest.
Na dan njegove krunitbe, kada je cijela Ayodhya bila u velikom veselju, gospodin Ramachandra je izgnan iz Ayodhya na 14 godina.
When Lord Rama went into the forest dressed in the cloth of an ascetic, the whole town of Ayodhya went along with him.
Kada je gospodin Ramachandra otišao u šumu obučen u odjeću askete, cijeli grad Ayodhya je otišao s njim.
Ram said, well, if you all come with me, it's not an exile.
Ramachandra je rekao, ako dođete svi s menom, onda to nije izgnanstvo.
The citizens of Ayodhya said, just like the body cannot live without the life air, we cannot live without you. So therefore we have to follow.
Ali stanovnici Ayodhya su rekli, kao što tijelo ne može živjeti bez životnog zraka, tako i mi ne možemo živjeti bez tebe. Stoga moramo ići s tobom.
When Lord Ramachandra stayed in the forest, the evil demon Ravan kidnapped mother Sita or his wife.
Kada je gospodin Ramachandra boravio u šumi, veliki demon po imenu Ravana je došao i oteo njegovu ženu Sita.
And he brought Ravan brought Sita into his own capital, which was lying on the island Lanka, Ceylon today, to make her by force his wife.
I Ravana je odveo Situ u svoj glavni grad koji je ležao na otoku Lanka, današnjem Ceylon, kako bi je učinio svojom ženom prisilno.
Ram played the role of someone who was very sad.
Ram je igrao ulogu osobe koja je bila vrlo tužna.
And he searched all the four directions for his beloved Sita, who was kidnapped.
I tražio je sva četiri smjera svoju dragu ženu Situ koja je bila otišla.
Later, he met Hanuman, his faithful servant, and Hanuman actually was the one who found Mother Sita on the island of the demons.
Kasnije je sreo svoga vjernoga slugu Hanumana i upravo je Hanuman taj koji je našao Situ u gradu demona.
There on that island he met the brother of Lord of the powerful Lord of Lanka, Ravan.
I na tome otoku Hanuman je sreo brata moćnoga demona Ravana.
And it is here where I will start my narration.
I ovdje ću početi svoju priču.
At the beginning of creation, Ravan prayed to become the most powerful individual of this whole universe.
Na početku stvaranja Ravana se molio da postane najmoćnija osoba čitave kreacije.
And that's what he became.
I to je i postao.
His brother,
njegov brat,
who was born in the same family,
koji se rodio u istoj obitelji,
chose to become a devotee of Lord Rama.
Odabrao da postane bhakta gospodina Rama.
They were both born as demons with long demon ears and teeth like Dracula.
Obojica su se rodili u demonskoj obitelji sa šiljatim ušima i sa velikim zubima kao Dracula.
But they had entirely different goals in their lives.
Ali imali su potpunosti različite ciljeve u životu.
Ravan's name means he who makes the whole universe cry in desperation.
Ravana znači onaj koji čitavi univerzum tjera u plač očaja.
This is how bad this demon became.
Ovo je kako je loš taj demon postao.
Whereas Vibhisan was a faithful devotee who worshipped his Lord every day.
Dok je Vibhishan bio vjerni bhakta koji je obožavao svoga gospodina svaki dan.
Same family, different children.
Ista obitelj, različita djeca.
It is said that in the previous times, the demoniac and the saintly tendencies, the demons and the devotees, lived at different parts of the universe.
Rečeno je da u prijašnjim vremenima demonske osobe i pobožne osobe su živjele u različitim dijelovima univerzuma.
At the time when Rama appeared, the demon and devotee could live in the same family.
U vrijeme kada se Ramachandra pojavio, demon i bhakta su mogli živjeti u istoj obitelji.
But in the time where we live, it is said, the demon and the devotee can be in the same heart.
Ali u vremenu u kojem mi živimo, rečeno je da demon i bhakta mogu biti u istom srcu.
Hare Krishna! This brings a very deep point to our attention.
Ovo na našu pozornost dovodi vrlo duboku poantu.
The point of choice.
Poantu izbora.
We have to decide which tendency we want to follow.
Odlučiti koju sklonost želimo slijediti.
Do we want to be happy and ecstatic devotees?
Da li želimo biti sretni i ekstatični bhakte?
Or sad and complicated materialists?
Ili tužni i komplicirani materialisti?
Krishna. The choice is ours.
Izbor je naš.
And both tendencies are in our hearts.
I obe tendencije se nalaze u našem srcu.
We have to make the choice.
Moramo napraviti izbor.
So, it's a long, long lila. Long story. Vibhisan tried to go to his brother and say, listen, you have stolen the wife of Lord Rama. You will never be happy. Return her back.
Vibhishan je pokušao doći kod svoga brata i reći mu, ukrao si ženu Ramachandre. Molim te, vrati je, inače nikad nećeš biti sretan.
But Ravan said, don't give me this advice.
Ali Ravana je rekao, nemoj mi dati taj savjet.
You are my enemy.
Ti si moj neprijatelj.
You must leave this place or you will be killed.
Moraš napustiti ovo mjesto ili ćeš biti ubijen.
So Vibhisan decided at that time that he, in the interest of Ravan and the whole world, would help Lord Rama to get back Sita.
I tada je Vibhishan odlučio da će u interesu Ravana i čitavog svijeta pomoći Ramachandri da dobije nazad Sita.
When Hanuman arrived in Sri Lanka to search Sita, it was Vibhishan who told Hanuman where Sita was.
Kada je Hanuman došao na Lanku da potraži Situ, Vibhishan je taj koji mu je rekao gdje se Sita nalazi.
And when Hanuman told him that Ram would was moving towards Lanka to take back his wife Sita, Vibhisan decided, I will help Ram to conquer the otherwise inconquerable Lanka.
I kada je Hanuman rekao Vibhishanu da Ramachandra dolazi kako bi osvojio Lanku, tada je Vibhishan odlučio da će mu pomoći u tome.
It's a very, very interesting story. Vibhishan traveled, when he heard that Rama had come to cross the ocean, he traveled in the night through the sky to join Rama's forces.
To je vrlo zanimljiva priča kada je Vibhishan čuo da je Ram došao da prijeđe ocean kako bi došao na Lanku. Tokom noći je doputovao do Ramachandre.
When he arrived at the bank of the ocean, where Lord Rama camped with his army.
Kada je došao na obalu oceana, gdje je gospodin Ramachandra bio utaboren sa svojom vojskom.
He was greeted by Hanuman.
Dočekao ga je Hanuman.
Hanuman said,
Hanuman je rekao,
Vibhishan, you want to help Rama, right?
Vibhishan, ti želiš pomoći Rami, zar ne?
But yes, said Vibhishan.
Da, rekao je Vibhishan.
Hanuman said, there is one problem.
Hanuman je rekao, postoji jedan problem.
It's absolutely forbidden to receive any demons in this army.
Vrlo je zabranjeno primiti bilo kakve demone u ovu vojsku.
If the other soldiers find out that I have even received you, I can be in trouble.
Ako drugi vojnici doznaju da sam uopće pričao s tobom, mogu biti u nevolji.
I have to hide you.
Moram te sakriti.
And I have to come to Lord Rama and inform him first that the brother of the feared Ravana has come.
Moram otići do gospodina Ramachandre kako bi ga obavijestio da je brat velikog Ravane došao.
Rama will most probably ask the general of the army, Sugriva, if what we should do with you.
Rama će vjerovatno pitati generala vojske Sugrivu što da učinimo s tobom.
And Sugriva will tell him, don't trust a demon.
I Sugriva će mu reći, nemoj vjerovati demonu.
So you go in this cave and wait.
I zato otiđi u ovu špilju i čekaj.
So in the morning, Hanuman said, my lord Rama, I have a very, very critical news for you.
I ujutro je Hanuman rekao, moj gospodar Rama, imam vrlo veliku vijest za tebe.
The brother of your greatest enemy has joined forces.
Brat tvoga najvećeg neprijatelja je došao da se pridruži našim snagama.
Can you trust him?
Možeš li mu vjerovati?
It's known in the old time, never trust a demon.
Poznato je u starim vremenima, nikad nemoj vjerovati demonu.
Ram said, what does he want?
Ram je pitao, što želi?
Well, he has come to surrender to your lotus feet and asked for shelter.
Došao je da se preda tvojim lotosovim stopalima i pita za zaštitu.
But there will be many, many, said Hanuman, who will doubt his motives. They will think he is just an undercover spy.
Ali mnogi, mnogi će sumnjati njegove motive, rekao je Hanuman. Mislit će da je samo špijun.
Ram said, by the codexes of the military forces, I have to ask my general what he thinks.
Ramachandra je rekao, po kodeksu vojske, moram pitati svoga generala što misli.
He asked Sugriva.
Pitao je Sugrivu.
The brother of Ravan has joined.
Brat Ravan je se pridružio.
He's hiding somewhere in the camp. Only Hanuman knows where he is.
Skriva se negdje u taboru, samo Hanuman zna gdje.
Oh, said Sugriva, the demons are so bad.
Oh, rekao je Sugriva, demoni su tako loši.
They say one thing, but they want another thing.
Kažu jednu stvar, ali žele drugu.
We can't trust.
Ne možemo mu vjerovati.
we can put him into prison.
Možemo ga staviti u zatvor.
And if, when the war is over and he is shown some nice tendencies, he can come out.
I onda kada rat završi, ako je pokazao neku dobru volju, može izaći.
My dear audience, you have never seen a demon.
Ma draga publiko, niste nikada vidjeli demona.
Even some of you who used to take drugs and had visions of bad people, you never saw real demons.
Čak i neki od vas koji su možda prije uzimali droge i vidjeli vizije loših ljudi, nisu vidjeli demona.
I heard Split is a dangerous place.
Čuo sam da je Split opasno mjesto za to.
You have never, no one of you knows what a demon is.
Nitko od vas ne zna što je demon.
They are so bad.
Oni su tako loši.
They are so influential.
Imaju toliki utjecaj.
In the old times, everyone was afraid of them.
Svako ih se bojao.
Ram said, well, if he has come to take my shelter, I will accept him, Sugriva, no matter what he was before.
Ram je rekao, ako je došao da uzme utočište u meni, prihvatit ću ga bez obzira tko je bio.
Let him come.
Neka dođe.
So Hanuman said to Vibhishan, come out of the cave.
I Hanuman je rekao, Vibhishan, izađi iz pećine.
And when he came, he was high as a skyscraper.
Kad je izašao, bio je visok poput nebodera.
The earth shook.
Zemlja se trese.
The soldiers ran away in fear.
Vojnici su pobjegli u strahu.
Vibhishan finally stood before Ram.
Vibhishan je napokon stao ispred Rame.
Everyone expected, my God, now he will take one of his weapons, magical weapons.
Svi su mislili, sada će izvaditi neko svoje magično oružje i ubiti.
But he threw himself on the ground.
Ali on se bacio na tlo.
And paid his most humble obeisances.
I odao najponiznije poštovanje.
At that time, Lord Rama said something which is very important for us.
U to vrijeme, gospodin Rama je rekao nešto što je vrlo važno za nas.
Sakrit eva prapanoyas tavasmiti chayachate abayam savada tasmai tadam yetat vratam mama. It is my vow that if only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours. And if he prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on.
Ramachandra je rekao, moj je zavjet, ako se neko samo jednom ozbiljno preda meni, govoreći, moj dragi gospodine, od današnjeg dana ja sam tvoj i molim mi se za hrabrost. Odmah ću dati hrabrost toj osobi i od toga dana će ostati uvijek siguran.
This is the beauty of God, he can forgive.
Ovo je ljepota Boga, on može oprostiti.
No matter what someone was before.
Bez obzira što je neko bio prije.
If he seriously surrenders and says, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours.
Ako se ozbiljno preda i kaže, moj dragi gospodine, od današnjeg dana ja sam tvoj.
The Lord will accept him.
Gospodin će ga prihvatiti.
Vibhishan was born in a family of demons.
Vibhishan je bio rođen u obitelji demona.
He was witness to the most horrible activities you can imagine.
Bio je svjedok najodvratnijim djelatnostima koje možete zamisliti.
But Lord Ramachandra accepted him unconditionally.
Ali gospodin Ramachandra ga je bezuvjetno prihvatio.
Because he seriously surrendered unto his lotus feet.
Jer se ozbiljno predao njegovim lotosovim stopama.
And the Lord therefore embraced him.
I stoga ga je gospodin zagrlio.
To seriously surrender to the Lord requires courage.
da se ozbiljno predamo Gospodinu zahtjeva hrabrost.
We are afraid of surrender.
Bojimo se predaje.
Because we are afraid of being disappointed and abused.
Jer se bojimo da ćemo biti razočarani i zlouporabljeni.
But the Lord is the best person we can surrender to.
Ali Gospodin je najbolja osoba koju se možemo predati.
He will never disappoint or abuse us.
Nikad nas neće razočarati ili nas zlostaviti.
No, he will even give us courage to surrender more.
Čak će nam i dati hrabrost da se još više predamo.
Courage of the heart, which is so important if you want to go the spiritual path.
Hrabrost srca koja je toliko važna ako želimo ići duhovnim putem.
Without courage of the heart, you cannot become victorious in your spiritual journey.
Bez hrabrosti srca ne možemo biti pobjednici na našem putu duhovnosti.
Because the spiritual path is sometimes bringing you to your own limitations.
Jer nas duhovni put ponekad dovodi do naših vlastitih ograničenja.
And to cross your granicas, you do need courage.
I da bismo prešli naše granice, potrebna nam je hrabrost.
Since life, since time immemorial, we have all been confined in our mental prisons.
Od vjekova mi smo svi zarobljeni u našim mentalnim zatvorima.
And do you know, when there is a prisoner who was for 30 years in the prison, he is afraid to go into the freedom.
I da li znate, kada je zatvorenik 30 godina u zatvoru, njega je strah da izađe iz zatvora.
When he is told, you can leave the prison.
Kada mu je rečeno, možeš napustiti zatvor.
He thinks, oh no, I will go into a foreign country.
On misli, oh ne, otići ću u stranu zemlju.
I know what is going on in the prison, but I don't know any longer how life is in freedom.
Znam što se dešava u zatvoru, ali više ne znam kako izgleda život na slobodi.
And he will be afraid to go and to be released. You know, can I not stay a little longer in prison, please?
Bojaće se da izađe. Zar ne mogu ostati još malo u zatvoru, molim vas?
I know a person who would always, who was so afraid to live in freedom that he would steal bicycles and small things to be thrown again into the world he knew.
Znam osobu koja se toliko bojala da živi na slobodi da bi krala bicikle, radila manje zločine kako bi je stalno vraćali u zatvor.
We do this every day.
To radimo svaki dan.
We voluntarily go back into the prison and we commit crimes to do it.
Dobrovoljno se vraćamo nazad u zatvor i činimo zločine kako bi to postigli.
The crime is that we do not follow the voice in the heart, the voice of the Lord who tells us what is right.
I kriminal je taj što ne slušamo glas u srcu Gospodina koji nam govori što je ispravno.
In this way we are thrown back into the prison of our mind.
I na taj način smo ponovo bačeni u zatvor svoga uma.
The solution is we need to surrender to Krishna. My dear Lord, I am yours from this day on.
Moramo se predati Krishni. Dragi moj Krishna, danas sam tvoj.
Take me.
Uzmi me.
Take me to the other side.
Uzmi me, odnesi me na drugu stranu.
Take me to freedom.
Odnesi me u slobodu.
Oh Ram, oh Ram, oh Ram.
Oh Ram, oh Ram, oh Ram.
Then the Lord will give us the courage.
Onda će nam Gospodin dati hrabrost.
The courage to leave the prison of our habits.
Hrabrost da napustimo zatvor naših navika.
Only if we sincerely want the shelter of the Lord will we get the courage which we need for this journey.
Samo ako iskreno želimo zaštitu Gospodina ćemo dobiti hrabrost za ovaj put.
So Vibhishan, although he really looked fearful, you know, fear inspiring.
I Vibhishan, iako je izgledao zastrašujuće.
I heard even nowadays this Vibhishan is still living. He's a huge, huge. He looks so, when you see him, you just want to run.
Čuo sam da i do dana današnjeg Vibhishan živi i kad ga vidite, dođe vam samo da bježite.
But when you hear him, you want to stay.
Ali kad ga čujete, želite ostati.
Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, he always sings.
Uvijek pjeva Jai Ram, Jai Ram.
Mm-hmm. If we speak about Lord Rama, we need to speak about Hanuman.
Ako pričamo o gospodinu Rami, moramo pričati o Hanuman.
Hanuman is the example for the devotees of, it's called spiritual loyalty.
Hanuman je primjer za bhakte, za duhovnu lojalnost.
He is the greatest servant of Lord Rama.
On je najveći sluga gospodina Rame.
And he is still existing.
I on još uvijek postoji.
He lives in a place where he worships the Lord with chanting and dancing.
Živi na mjestu gdje obožava gospodina pjevanjem i plesom.
If I'm correctly remembering, it's Kim Purusha Vash.
Ako se dobro sjećam, mjesto se zove Kim Purusha Vash.
So, in the Briha Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned that once Krishna, who had appeared, wanted to see Hanuman.
U Briha Bhagavatamriti je opisano kako jednom Krishna, kada se pojavio, želio vidjeti Hanuman.
He sent his great servant Garuda.
Poslao je svoga velikog slugu Garudu.
Inform Hanuman.
Obavijestite Hanuman.
He should come to Dvaraka and take my dasha.
Da dođe u Dvaraku i uzme moj dasha.
So Garuda flew to Kim Purusha Vash and told Hanuman, please come and see my lord.
I tako je Garuda letio da posjeti Hanumana i rekao mu, molim te dođi vidjeti moga gospodina.
Hanuman said, I feel very honored that Krishna wants to see me, but I'm a devotee of Ram. How can I leave his service?
A osjećam se vrlo počašćeno, rekao je Hanuman, što me Krishna želi vidjeti. Ali ja sam sluga Ramachandre, kako mogu ostaviti njegovu službu?
I'm worshipping the deity of Lord Ram here in Kim Purusha Vash. I just can't imagine to go to Dvaraka. Please excuse me.
Ovdje obožavam božanstvo gospodina Ramachandre. Stvarno ne mogu zamisliti da odem u Dvaraku i ostavim obožavanje.
Garuda sebe. But Krishna is calling you.
Garuda je rekao, ali Krishna te zove.
Krishna is the original Ram.
Krishna je izvorni Ram.
Ram is one face of my Lord.
Ram je jedno lice moga gospodin.
Come, and he took him with his by force.
Dođi i zgrabio ga je.
Grabi, yes. But Hanuman struggled himself free.
Ali Hanuman se izborio, oslobodio.
And Garuda couldn't bring Hanuman.
Garuda nije mogao dovući Hanuman.
He flew back to Dvaraka and said, my Lord, this Hanuman will only come to Ram, not to any other form of the Lord.
I otišao je nazad u Dvaraku i rekao je, moj dragi gospodine, Hanuman želi samo doći kod Ramachandre.
Lord Krishna said,
Krishna je rekao,
tell him Ram is has visited Dvaraka, he should come.
Reci mu da je Ram posjetio Dvaraku, da treba doći.
And he quickly changed into Lord Rama.
I odmah se promijenio u gospodina Ram.
When Hanuman was informed by Garuda that Ram is now in Dvaraka and wants to see him now, he jumped with one big leap to Ram.
Kada je Hanuman čuo da je Ram došao u Dvaraku i da ga želi vidjeti, s jednim velikim skokom je odmah skočio u Dvaraku.
And had his darshan.
I imao njegov darshan.
This is very, very often quoted in amongst devotees.
Ovo je vrlo, vrlo često citirano među bhaktama.
They should be very loyal to the Lord of their heart.
Trebaju biti vrlo odani gospodaru svoga srca.
See, in bhakti yoga, we try to absorb our mind so much into the Lord of our heart that we cannot think of anything else than Him and Him only.
U bhakti yogi toliko pokušavamo apsorbirati svoj um na gospodara našeg srca da ne možemo misliti na ništa drugo.
There is a law in this world. Whatever is in your mind, that will come out into your life.
Postoji zakon u ovom svijetu. Što god se nalazi u našem umu, to će se pojaviti u ovom svijetu.
I said to one devotee, the best way to find out who is a devotee is to squeeze him.
Rekao sam jednome bhakti, najbolji način da doznate tko je bhakta je da ga stisnete.
A devotee is like an orange.
Bhakta je poput naranči.
When you squeeze an orange, you know what comes out, whatever comes out, that's in the orange.
Kada stisnete naranču, što god izlazi iz naranče, to je naranča.
Yes. If some lemon, bitter lemon water comes out, you know, oops, this is not an orange.
Ako izleti gorka voda limuna, onda znate, to nije naranča.
So a person will show his true color in difficult situations.
Osoba će pokazati svoju pravu boju u teškim situacijama.
Then you will know who is a devotee and who is not.
Onda ćete znati tko je bhakta, a tko nije.
So Krishna very today someone asked me who visited me why does Krishna sometimes send misery to his devotees?
Jedna osoba koja me posjetila danas pitala zašto Krishna šalje nevolje svojim bhaktama.
He wants to see what's inside.
Želi vidjeti što je unutra.
He wants to squeeze you a little.
Želi nas malo stisnuti.
He wants to also show you what's inside, who you really are.
Želi nam također i pokazati što je unutra nas, tko smo zapravo.
So that you can see yourself and correct yourself.
Da možemo sami vidjeti i sami se ispraviti.
Many of us play roles.
Mnogi od nas igraju uloge.
In our own, in the private TV emission of our mind.
U privatnoj TV emisiji našeg uma.
Yes, we think we are the showmaster of our life.
Mislimo da smo gospodari svog života.
And even think that others will not notice that it's only a show.
Neće to primijetiti da je sve to prestalo.
So Krishna wants to help us.
I Krishna nam želi pomoći.
Squeezing us a little.
Malo stišen.
Then we can see and others can see.
I onda mi možemo vidjeti i drugi mogu vidjeti.
And we can correct ourselves.
I možemo se ispraviti.
And go the life of happiness.
I krenuti životom sreće.
And become surrendered, blissful, uncomplicated devotees.
I postati predani, sretni, nekomplicirani bhakti.
So Krishna wanted to show to the world, this is what a devotee is. He is like Hanuman.
I Krishna je želio pokazati svijetu ovako izgleda bhakta kao Hanuman.
He has the Lord in his heart.
Ima gospodina u svom srcu.
And he only wants to see that Lord.
I samo želi vidjeti toga gospodina.
It's a great example for us.
To je veliki primjer.
It's highly inspiring.
Vrlo inspirirajući.
I want to tell you another. I want to talk about another devotee of Rama who teaches us a wonderful lesson also.
Želim vam također pričati o još jednom bhakti Rame koji nas uči prekrasne lekcije.
It's the king Kulashika.
The kralj Kulashika.
He's the best. He's the best. Kulashika was a king who arranged every day in his kingdom a festival for Lord Ram.
Kulashekar je kralj koji je svaki dan u svome kraljestvu radio festival za gospodina Rama.
I have heard that the president of Croatia is a wonderful person, and if I ever meet him, I want to suggest to him to arrange a festival every day for the people of Croatia, a festival where the Lord is worshipped.
Čuo sam da je predsjednik Hrvatske divna osoba i ako ga ikada sretnem, predložit ću mu da napravi svaki dan festival za građane Hrvatske, festival gospodin.
And I will tell him about King Kulashika.
I reći mu kralju Kulashika.
Listen, this is how King Kulashika started his day.
Slušajte kako je kralj Kulashekar započinjao svoj dan.
He was personally worshipping a deity of Lord Ram.
On je osobno obožavao božanstvo gospodina Rame.
Then,
i onda,
he would hear about Lord Rama.
Onda bi slušao gospodinu Ramu.
Oh, a soldier has come.
Vojnik je došao.
And now there was one problem.
I postao jedan problem.
When ever King Kulashika heard that there was a difficult situation for Lord Rama, he would mobilize his army and just leave his kingdom to go wherever Lord Rama's Leela was taking place to assist him.
Kada bi god Kulašekar čuo da postoji nekakva neprilika za gospodina Ramachandru, mobilizirao bi čitavu svoju vojsku, napustio kraljestvo i otišao tamo gdje se održavaju lile.
King Kulašekar lived at a time which was much later than Lord Rama's appearance.
Kralj Kulašekar je živio u vremenu koje je bilo mnogo, mnogo kasnije nego što je Ramachandra bilo.
So once the person who would read to him the Ramayana read,
i tako je jednom osoba koja mu je čitala Ramayanu pročitala,
Rama has arrived at the bank of the ocean.
Rama je došao na obalu oceana.
With him there is this army of the monkeys.
I s njima je tu i vojska majmuna.
They want to cross the ocean on a bridge and go to Lanka and take Mother Sita.
Žele preći ocean sa preko mosta, doći na Lanku i uzeti majku Situ.
Kulašekar heard it.
Kulašekar je to čuo.
I'm coming, Ram.
Dolazim, Ram.
I'm helping you.
Pomažem ti.
What can an army of monkey do?
Što vojska majmuna može učiniti?
I have a good army.
Imam dobru vojsku.
Just 1 minute. I'm just coming.
Jedna minuta, stižem.
So he mobilized his whole army.
I mobilizirao je cijelu vojsku.
The general Svetla.
Generali su češali.
But they could not say no to the king.
Ali nisu mogli reći ne kralju.
The king was the main commander of the forces.
Kralj je bio glavni zapovjednik svih snaga.
So they all had to follow.
I svi su ga morali slijediti.
And the huge, huge army of a few million people marched towards South India.
I tako je velika, velika vojska od milijuna ljudi marširala prema južnoj Indiji.
The soldiers felt like, oh my god.
Vojnici su mislili, Bože.
Rama appeared millions of years ago.
Rama se pojavio prije milijuna godina.
The war is over.
Rat je gotov.
But the king has heard this holy book and now we have to march.
Ali kralj je čuo ovu svetu knjigu i sada marširamo.
Jai Ram!
Jai Ram!
So finally they arrived at the bank of the ocean.
I napokon su došli do obale oceana.
King Kulašekar said, I'm coming.
Kralj Kulašekar rekao, dolazi.
And he was so enthusiastic, he ran with his whole armor into the ocean.
Bio je tako entuzijastičan da je utrčao sa cijelim oklopom svojim u ocean.
The water came knee deep.
I voda mu je došla do koljena.
The water came waist deep.
Voda je došla do struka.
Chest deep.
Do prsa.
Mouth deep.
Do usta.
Coming. Coming. I'm coming.
Pokušavao je reći dolazim.
The water became over the head of Kulašekar.
I voda je prekrila glavu Kulašekara.
There was only the sword.
Bila je samo bila je samo mač virio.
I'm coming.
Dolazim.
Lord Rama thought, this is my devotee.
Gospodin Ramachandra mislio, ovo je moj bhakta.
He's so absorbed in me.
Tako je apsorbiran u mene.
He only can think of me.
Samo može misliti na mene.
And he is now a little bit otherworldly.
Sada je malo izvan svijeta.
He's not connected.
Nije spojen.
I have to save him.
Moram ga spasiti.
I have promised whoever surrenders to me.
Obećao sam kod kog mi se preda.
I will save him.
Spasit ću ga.
So Kulašekar, when he was just at the point of drowning, saw a divine boat coming from Sri Lanka.
I Kulašekar kad je bio na granici utapanja, vidio je božanski brod kako dolazi sa
Sita Ram. Lakshman and Hanuman were on the boat.
Na brodu su bili Sita, Ram, Lakshman i Hanuman.
Then he felt an arm around him.
I onda je osjetio ruku oko sebe.
It was a green
arm. Zelena ruka.
The arm took him in the boat and said, "My dear devotee."
I ruka ga je unijela na brod i rekla je, "Moj dragi bhakta."
Be peaceful.
Budi miran.
Now, at the same time,
u isto vrijeme,
the soldiers saw the king was drowning in full armor.
Vojnici su vidjeli da se kralj utapa u punom oklopu.
Then they saw the king was over the ocean.
I onda su vidjeli kralja kako je iznad oceana.
They didn't see the boat.
Nisu vidjeli brod.
They didn't see Lord Ram.
Nisu vidjeli gospodina Rama.
Because their vision was not yet so pure.
Zbog toga što njihova vizija nije bila još dovoljno čista.
They only saw how the king was floating over the water and was placed on the ocean. On the beach.
Vidjeli su samo kako kralj lebdi iznad oceana i kako je ostavljen na plaži.
And they heard how the king shouted out in ecstasy, "I'm coming, Ram!"
I čuli su kako kralj u ekstazi viče, "Dolazim, Ram!"
After this,
nakon ovoga,
the ministers came and said, "We need to protect our king."
Ministri su došli i rekli, "Moramo zaštititi svoga kralja."
He's too much a lover of God.
Prevelik je ljubavnik Boga.
But it was too late.
Ali bilo je prekasno.
King Kulashekar left his kingdom.
Kralj Kulashekar je napustio svoje kraljestvo.
To come to Ram.
Da dođe Ram.
He went to Ranganath's temple.
Otišao je u hram Ranganatha.
And stayed there.
I tamo je ostao.
For the rest of his life.
Do kraja svog života.
He only swept the ground.
Jedino je meo pod.
But he had tears of love in his eyes.
Ali u očima je imao suze ljubavi.
Si Rama, Rama, Rama. That's what he sang.
I pjevao je Rama, Rama.
See, from our worldly perspective, we think how unusual.
Iz naše svjetovne perspektive mislimo kako neobičajno.
We can understand if someone sings drink, dine and dance.
Možemo razumjeti ako neko pjeva jedimo, pijemo i plešimo.
We can understand if someone's mind is full with money and enjoyment.
Možemo razumjeti ako nečiji um pun novca i uživanja.
But we cannot understand when someone's mind is full with God.
Ali ne možemo razumjeti kad nečiji um pun Boga.
This movement for Krishna consciousness, therefore, is a revolutionary.
Stoga je ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krishna je revolucionarni pokret.
It really aims at this stage of becoming absorbed in Krishna.
Ima cilj to stanje apsorbiranosti Krishna.
Of course, this doesn't mean to run in full clothes into the Adria. I'm coming.
No, to ne znači da u punoj odjeći trčimo u Jadranski ocean i vičemo, dolazim.
And this Kulashekar's absorption in Krishna is an example of the highest states of ecstasy.
Apsorbiranost kralja Kulashekara u Krishnu je primjer najviše apsorbiranosti.
But in our Krishna conscious life, we want to absorb our mind in Krishna in somehow or other.
Mi u svom životu svjesnosti Krishne pokušavamo na bilo koji način se apsorbirati.
During the day we want to be absorbed in Krishna.
Za vrijeme dana želimo biti apsorbirani u Krishna.
So that in the night we can also be absorbed in Krishna.
Tako bismo i po noći bili apsorbirani u Krishna.
And the person who can live in this Krishna consciousness, he lives in freedom.
I osoba koja može živjeti u ovoj svjesnosti Krishna, živi u slobodi.
I want to encourage all of you on this auspicious day of Lord Rama.
Želim vas sve ohrabriti na ovom povoljnom danu pojave Rame.
To become a lover of God.
Da postanete ljubavnici Boga.
Learn to absorb your mind in Krishna.
Naučite apsorbirati svoj um u Krishna.
Learn to think of Krishna.
Naučite misliti na Krishna.
Start in your immediate environment.
Počnite u svojoj izravnoj okolini.
Srila Prabhupada would always say it's not very difficult to be in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada je uvijek govorio nije teško biti u svjesnosti Krishna.
Whenever you drink water, you think that Krishna is the taste in water.
Kada god pijete vodu, mislite Krishna je okus vode.
I want to also encourage the devotees and the friends from Split.
Želim također ohrabriti bhakte i prijatelje iz Splita.
I know that you all work very hard to build a spiritual community.
Znam da svi vrlo teško radite kako bi izgradili duhovnu zajednicu.
And I know that it is not always easy to build a community because of our complicated natures.
I znam da nije uvijek jednostavno izgraditi zajednicu zbog naših kompliciranih priroda.
But I want to encourage you to try your best.
Ali želim vas ohrabriti da pokušate najbolje što možete.
Never become discouraged.
Nemojte nikada postati obeshrabreni.
Just when you become discouraged, you say, no, I don't want to become discouraged. Because then I lose all my energy.
Kada postanete obeshrabreni, mislite, ne želim postati obeshrabreni, jer onda gubim svu svoju energiju.
Put your mind on your goals.
Stavite svoj um na vaše cilje.
And you will see, it is possible to build up a spiritual community.
I vidjet ćete da je moguće izgraditi duhovnu zajednicu.
The greatest gift on Lord Ramachandra's appearance day is to make a sincere desire to become part of a spiritual family.
Najveći poklon na dan pojave Rame je da napravimo odluku da postanemo dio duhovne zajednice.
It is so easy for us to live lonely, sad lives.
Tako je lako za nas da živimo usamljene, tužne živote.
But it is much better if we decide to become members of a spiritual family.
Ali puno je puno bolje ako odlučimo postati članovi duhovne obitelji.
And in family, there may be sometimes some hard times.
U obitelji možda postoje nekad teška vremena.
But those who live in a family always know, well, we are connected.
Ali oni koji žive u obitelji uvijek znaju, mi smo povezani.
We have to make it work.
Moramo naći načina da to radi.
Krishna is very satisfied when the devotees in this world make this decision. We are connected.
Krishna je vrlo zadovoljan kada bhakte u ovom svijetu donesu tu odluku. Mi smo povezani.
We have to make it work.
Moramo se potruditi da to uspije.
And Krishna will give the courage which is necessary for this.
Krishna dati hrabrost koja je potrebna za ovo.
I'm very happy that I have been your guest also.
Vrlo sam sretan što sam bio vaš gost.
The devotees of Split have been very kind to me.
Bhakte Splita su bili vrlo ljubazni prema meni.
Especially I want to mention our Manisha and our Vikramakeshari, who have been my doctors, my parents who nourished me, who gave me something to eat. Manisha now has even continuing to take care when I'm not in Split.
Želio bih se posebno zahvaliti Vikrami i Maniši koji su za ovo vrijeme bili moji doktori, moji roditelji koji su me hranili, koji su pazili na mene, i Maniša će nastaviti čak i kada odem.
I want to also thank their children, Marjorie and Balaji, that they have tolerated that in the family there is another son.
Želim također zahvaliti njihovoj djeci, Madri i Balaji, koji su tolerirali da u obitelji došao novi sin.
And I want to thank also Saranandi and Gaurahari, who have taken care of me in this admittingly difficult phase of my life.
Želim zahvaliti Saranandi i Gaurahari koji su se brinuli za mene u ovom teškom razdoblju života.
And Dharmagup and Krishna Jivani,
who
have invited me to a wonderful and very interesting journey into my past one day.
Koji su me jednog dana pozvali u jedno prekrasno putovanje u moju prošlost.
I'm still benefiting.
Još dobivam dobrobiti.
We talked about the old times.
Razgovarali smo o starim vremenima.
And Ricardo and Sani and their little star, TV star.
Ricardo and Sani, njihovoj maloj TV zvijezdi.
Nandini.
Nandini.
So talented for TV.
Vrlo talentirana za televiziju.
But I want to say a big thank you to all the devotees who understood that during this time I needed to be a little bit alone.
Želim se također zahvaliti svim bhaktama koji su razumjeli da u ovom vremenu trebam biti malo sam.
I was fearing if devotees know that I'm on the shoulder island, they will swim there.
Bojao sam se da ako bhakte znaju da sam na otoku Šolti, da će plivati do tamo.
Hello! Also, I want to thank that wonderful devotee. What was his name with the ship down there? Mario. There's another Mario. You are also Mario, isn't it? Yeah. But that was another Mario. You also have a ship. Yeah.
Želim se također zahvaliti Krami, Mariju, sa njegovim brodom.
When I came, I was very shaky on my legs, and then I went in a boat to Solta.
Kada sam došao, bio sam vrlo nestabilan na svojim nogama i došao sam na brod za Solta.
And I'm a man of the ocean, so I got a lot of strength from that.
Ja sam čovjek oceana, tako da sam dobio vrlo mnogo snage od toga.
Good, so I thank all of you very much.
Hvala vam svima jako puno.
I see there's a lot of potential in this community.
Vidim da ima mnogo potencijala u ovoj zajednici.
There are very young people and also not so young people who are interested in Krishna consciousness.
Ima vrlo mladih ljudi, oni koji nisu baš toliko mladi, koji su zainteresirani za svjesnost Krishna.
Some of us are older than 50 years.
Neki od nas su stariji od 50 godina.
So I wish you all the best.
Želim vam sve najbolje.
In this most fascinating journey, the journey of Krishna consciousness.
U ovom najfascinantnijem putovanju svjesnosti Krishna.
So sve najbolje sa tebe.
Sve najbolje.
And Hare Krishna.
Sačinandana Svamiju na ovako prekrasnom inspirativnom predavanju. Naš program se dalje nastavlja, no prije nego što nastavimo želio bih samo reći par najava. Prva najava je da starta naš novi javni program, ciklus multimedijalnih predavanja o znanstvenim područjima Veda, od kojih je prvi u ovaj četvrtak u 20 sati u Gradskom kazalištu mladih. Predavanje će se zvati Svijet misterija, druga strana znanosti, drevne tajne univerzuma. Također bih vas želio obavijestiti da uskoro počinje Bhakti Sangha seminar drugi dio, odnosno u petak u 17 sati, u subotu u 15 sati, ponedjeljak u 17 sati, koje će održati Nitai Paramananda Pravo.